Shamrock put out a rap album. What is it trying to play? What is it?
Tito Ortiz, Guy Metzger, Ken Shamrock, The Lion's Den. What do these names all have in common? They're all part of the biggest feud in the history of mixed martial arts. Not only did I witness it all, but I helped make it all happen. And this is my story.
Talk about the thing I guess people still kind of talk about is putting the shirt on. That one. Do you regret doing that at all?
Not at all, no. I mean, I kind of got back to my no heat title. I mean, because I tell you one thing, me going to sleep every night thinking about that Tito. Yeah, that t-shirt on made me look like an ass.
I was like, now this is ridiculous. Still a lot of controversy surrounding the Tito Ortiz Guy Master match. A lot of things went down afterwards. I felt uncomfortable filming some of this. We're going to go through some of the aftermath right now.
Andy Mackey from the Insights Group. Further today on social media strategy.
Everywhere we turn, we hear that social media has become an important force in business marketing. Money goes where people go, and people are going to social media sites.
Okay.
Having an account in a social media platform, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, for example, not the same
Facebook,
as having a social
LinkedIn,
media strategy.
Or Twitter.
And having a strategy is essential for success. There are some common elements between different organizations when you're talking about the social media
platform. I think we heard this one. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Every day I'm shuffling.
back to fucking back. Back fucking to back.
Every day I'm hustling, 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 hustling.
I feel like our boy Crazy J has like a pretty loose definition of dubstep. For this to be on something called Dubstep Volume 1. Boy, this is dubstep. Yeah, there it is. There's that dubstep. Everyone loves.
Kick the high drums, kick the high drums, kick the high drums, kick the high drums, kick the high drums. song I wrote years ago when we lived in this blue house. And for some reason it came back to me one day, and I think I might have a tape recording of it somewhere. And then I have like stacks of old songs like written down. And so I went, I was like, oh, that song. So I was like, I knew I wrote it somewhere. And I kind of wrote it as a joke, sort of like the Robin Hood. But I don't know, I just really like the words and the like, I just think it's funny. Like, some of the words are just touchy. Like, doesn't matter if you're not in the biz, you know, what the music is, you know? Right? Am I right? I'm right. Yeah, I don't know. It was just like a fun, goofy song to write. And it was actually the first one we worked on with Richard. And it was strange for it to be such an odd tune.
I think it's
like, as a starter.
It's one of my favorites on the record, though. It just has a great space slide. Sounds a little Hawaiian in there. Yeah, I think it's... I hope we can start playing that one live sometime soon. Mm-hmm. But the first time I heard it, I thought, oh, man, I can't believe he's doing this. Because that, like, the Robin Hood thing, like, stuck out to me. It fits, man. It's got a groove.
I like it. Robin Hood's got points on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big time.
Wait, Kevin Costner Robin Hood?
I mean, maybe we should Robin Hood the points back from him.
Yeah.
With the foes under me. All I
said it all a second time. You're really locking in. Maybe do it like 100 more times and it'll sound good. I don't know.
With the gold on my teeth, fly out your bitch just to roll up my weed. Pick her up in the scraper with the bows underneath. She came with everything, cause she know what I need.
I wanna have, like, you know, Mauro Ranallo just start having fucking, like, way weirder fucking pop culture references. Just, like, where he just, like, suddenly just sounds just fucking... Pick her up in the scraper with the phones underneath, you know, and just.
Me is to consistently and a bad bitch just to roll up my weed. Pivot through the city with the gold on my teeth. Holly in the scrape with the phones underneath. All I need is to consistently and a bad bitch just to roll up my weed. Pivot through the city with the gold on my teeth.
Bracing myself here. Just a real long break between all that really good shit. Oh, no, that's all right. No, that's...
Hey, Skadoosh.
Apparently, that's it.
In my house, I have jewel pods and some snacks.
Apparently, there is no other verse in that version of the track.
Dinosaurs in the fucking zoo.
So that would have paused the track.
Thank you.
one who didn't want to pay performance royalties.
Yeah.
Let It Rock from Madden NFL 2016. Russia, 2018. Good. Needed. The original would do fine.
Speaking in rhymes, cause you can't be straight. What's in your mind so you cannot feel sorrow? It's all around you.
Heard electronic music.
Yeah.
I knew back then this illegal computer sound was gonna be my call. My heart got hooked on 4x4 beats when House took this journey with Jack, Chicago, and Acid House.
Yep, alright.
Now my heart is hooked forever. I don't care if it's French tech, hard style, hardcore.
I was there.
I don't understand people who are satisfied with ordinary pop music. They just listen to whatever radio stations decide they should like, followed by an overkill of ringtone commercials meant for kids.
Whoa.
And my God, they like it. Some people even think that house clubs are for weirdos only. Maybe they're right. Maybe we are weird. Maybe this music is weird. And maybe the clubs are overrated. But we're in this together. If you're in the scene, being a DJ seems like a natural path to follow. And back in the days, DJs were weird people who liked music in a weird way. Back then, you would have to be a nerd to become a DJ. Nowadays, everybody wants to be a DJ. Nowadays, everybody wants to be that nerd. It sickens me. I hate those smartasses who think DJ is an easy way to get laid. Well, get a life. If you're not in it for the love of the music, would you please fuck off?
Yeah!
Fuck off.
like fluid dripping noises in this should have been
7 o'clock in the morning,
like kind of a sign in retrospect.
Stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face, like what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be heavily here till the morning sun? Lost the track of time. What was on my mind? From the club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes. Searching for my car keys, trying to get on about the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it. Said you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy. Said, woman, move out my way. Said, I got a wife at home. She said, please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home. She said, her husband was coming up the stairs. Shh, quiet. Hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound. Or some shit is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Shit, quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. Then he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. He walks in there with a smile on his face saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bath for a tour. Telling me now this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. Throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the f*** is going on?
Wow, they put an album last year, huh? Wow. I wonder if their sound has changed at all. Seems like it would need to. Unlike Savage Garden, a sound that's timeless. A band that sucks. As the day is long, so does the band suck. As reliable as dog shit on the walking trail near my house, Savage Garden doth suck. Smoke Man.
On it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up, pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the. Enjoy that. Enjoy that. And I'll see you.